The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many families are back from their Easter holidays, but have you ever considered what our getaways might look like in the future? With some people flight shaming others for going abroad, and with attractions constantly changing, where will the destinations of tomorrow be? Our reporter Josh Crosby has been finding out what holidays might be like in the future.
It may not be summer season just yet, but trips are being planned and holidays are being booked. Whether you're flying off to the sun or camping in the west, trends are changing.
People wanting to travel more sustainably, stay in more sustainable places. So I do think we're going to see a trend towards fewer overseas holidays and maybe more at home. Maybe going for longer so that you only use one flight instead of going for lots and lots of mini vacations and weekends away. One trend I really see is that kind of micro escape. So I think you're going to see that crossover between tourism and leisure more and more.
Roisin Finlay is from the Sustainable Tourism Network. Roisin says they provide training and certification for businesses trying to be more sustainable.
I think what's interesting about sustainable tourism is it's really important for people to understand that sustainability isn't just about your environmental footprint. It's about a lot more than that. It's about how you fit into your community and how you benefit your community and your workers. Like, are you creating good jobs? Are you good to your community? All of those type of things. Are you having a positive impact? So I think that trend, it's a trend and it's a movement. It's all about businesses doing better. We're starting to see it everywhere. Businesses telling their customers about what they're doing that's good.
And it's the whole trip. It's not just the flight or the hotel you book. It's, I suppose, incorporating small sustainable steps along the whole way.
You know, obviously your carbon footprint is incredibly important. I'm not trying to dodge that question. So if you take a flight, you're going to have a substantial carbon footprint. But the reality is that most of us will take a flight to take our holiday. So instead of kind of getting all tied up in knots about that and going, well, I can't be sustainable in any way because I took a flight. It's about maximizing your positive impact and minimizing your negative impact. So, okay, you're going to take your flight. What else can you do to have a positive impact? So you can stay in locally owned properties, hotels or apartments. You can try and shop locally. You can be very kind of cognizant of the local people there.
As we look ahead to see what holidays are going to be like in the future, sustainability seems to be one of the main themes. So, given this, there are more and more accommodation providers diversifying their offerings to cater for the growing demand. I took a visit to Ireland's first net carbon hotel, Wren Urban Nest in Dublin, where I met with General Manager Darren Newman.
How's it going, Josh? You're very welcome to Wren Urban Nest.
Lovely spot.
We're right here on the site of the old Andrews Lane Theatre in Dublin too. If you want to follow me, we'll go straight on into our alt bar and restaurants.
Great to be here now. I'll follow you.
So Wren was built as a concept hotel to be the first net zero carbon hotel in Ireland, which we achieved that when we opened in September 2021.
For listeners who are not fully in tune with terms, net zero, so how does the hotel work? How does it operate? How do you get your power supply, if you like?
So we're powered purely on electricity. Josh, we've no gas in the building whatsoever. So that took a bit of time for our kitchen staff to get used to cooking off the electric hobs. But we've two heat pumps on the roof of the hotel, which heat the water throughout the building. Some people have the false image of Wren being plastered with solar panels on the roof, but we don't have any solar panels at all. It's mainly through the heat pumps and reusing the heat that's produced in the building for other sources.
So there's no windmill on the roof powering the lights here now?
Not yet, Josh. Possibly in the future.
But then you also have a supply then into the mains, but it's green.
Yes, so we have a green contract with the ESB for purely green source electricity from solar, hydro and wind.
And what's the demand like for tourist accommodation like this?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a pickup in it and pickup of interest, which is great, mainly from the Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Finland, a lot of Finnish guests who would be a bit more eco-conscious by nature. But we are seeing more and more people checking in at reception, saying that they're already aware that we're net zero carbon and that we have sustainable goals and ethoses.
With a zero waste kitchen using locally sourced food, every step is about reducing the environmental impact. But what do the guests think of sustainable accommodation?
Well, we're both from Liverpool originally.
What made you stay here now in this hotel in particular?
Obviously the sustainable thing is a plus, but the location is fantastic. You can walk everywhere.
Will people's holidays change, or will they be looking for more hotels like this, you think?
I think so. I think certainly most people really object to plastic, disposable plastic, single-use plastic, and this is great. You know, everything is like paper, and you get like compostable bins and things like that in your room. So they've put an awful lot of thought into it. It's very impressive.
I'm Amy and I'm from California.
How's your trip in Dublin been so far?
Wonderful, thank you.
And what made you choose this hotel in particular?
Well, the location is fabulous, as well as I do like their stance on sustainability in California. They're very much into recycling, composting.
How do you think holidays will look in the future?
Hopefully more of them. More of them, for sure.
As an island, flying is a preferred way of going abroad. But with an increase in flight shaming, will domestic staycations become more popular?
Yeah, I imagine it's just going to take some time for everyone to come around to it. But I would try and focus on more like local holidays, I suppose, like just fly over to Europe to like England maybe, and then like get trains around and things like that is something I'm trying to do.
Usually we take the ferry, so that's like less than the airplane. So that's kind of my bit.
How far would you travel on the ferry?
To France, so it's like 19 hours.
And you'd purposely choose that over a flight?
Also, so you can bring your car.
I travel a lot for work, and we're an island nation, so you kind of have to factor that in at the end of the day. That's the way I'd view it. Like, if we had more boats or a train in a tunnel, maybe you'd consider it, but practically speaking, yeah, we have to fly.
If you choose to stay at home, leisure centres have always been a good go-to option on a rainy day. But with rising insurance costs, some operators have had to close their doors. I spoke with the CEO of Play Activity and Leisure Ireland, Tommy Gill, to hear how the sector is changing.
We moved back from the UK to Westport in 2020. And we bought into a place in Westport, but unfortunately I had to close it because of COVID. And when we reopened, we found that the landscape has changed dramatically. The needs of children has changed from pre-COVID to post-COVID.
You guys set up in 2020, but before that then, the members that you represent, how would they have been impacted then?
The main issues that faced the industry up until COVID was the cost and the availability of insurance. Claims didn't seem to be increasing all that much, but the cost of insurance was prohibitive, and in some cases, it was impossible to get insurance. In probably 2021, we lost about 10% of our members. 10% of our members have closed their doors completely. In Mayo alone, we've got 3 centres that have closed completely.
Sustainability seems to be the buzzword when it comes to holidays of the future. So space tourism might not be for everyone. An EasyJet Future Travel Report predicts 3D printed breakfasts, heartbeat passports and time travelling experiences will be the trends in 50 years' time. All is yet to be seen. But what lies ahead for those who are eager to get away?
I think it'll change. People go to Europe, they might do a bit more driving or go from A to B in trains or something, you know. I do think it'll change, but it'd be different depending on every family circumstances, you know.
If the price of the ticket is getting more expensive because of the emissions, then people are going to travel less.
Cost will be the factor that wins out in the end, not environmental reasons.
I would say so, yeah. I think environmental reasons is only kind of in your direct use, is not really in your travel, if it's the only option you have.
If there was better train systems like all around Ireland for staycations, like faster trains, or there's so many abandoned train stations and train tracks in Ireland that like we could be easy to get to other places that we have to drive for like 6 hours to get to, I feel like there would be more travel in Ireland.
Bring back the rural train station, so something from the past actually ends up being a benefit now for the future.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be good.
I could definitely see more staycations. An upgrade in air travel is definitely due at some point. Yeah, there's definitely a way to do sustainable air travel. There has to be a way to look into it. We're sending people to the moon or whatever else, and to Mars, so we can definitely fly to Portugal without killing too many penguins and stuff, you know.
People on the streets of Dublin sharing their thoughts on the holidays of the future, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.